No, this week was a almost a rare week, you know, in the sense that it's very rare that Parshas HaChodesh is Parshas Vayikra. But since it worked out that way, we have to seek the common denominator. But Ech Shelo Yeh, it always works out this way. Very ironic every year, every Shana Pshuta anyway, that just as, Nisan comes, just after we finish Sefer Shemos, it always works out that way, even if, certainly so if, Parshas HaChodesh is generally Parshas Pekudei, right? And that works out when you read before it comes Nisan. Actually, Nisan comes in after we're done with Shmos, right? Which one would they, I know the way we lane is just a minhag, right? But, it's quite an ancient minhag, for 1,000 years at least, So I'd say, it begs, sorry, the class has been doing for maybe 1,000 years already, Hadavra Omer Dorsheni, Adavka, we come to Nisan, the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's punct after we finished, Sefer Shemos. Right? It's the whole Sefer of Gulas Mitzrayim, Hadavra Omer Dorsheni. Now, really, the answer lays in understanding the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris. Right. Let's pose it as a question. We find that in Pesach Mitzrayim there were special halachas for that generation only that is not Lidoris. Right? And that expresses itself in two inyanim, one of which we'll deal with this week, the other one we'll deal with more befrat next week, if they'll be shir. There's the special halachas of that generation of separating the Korban Pesach, Mekho Ba'asar, taking it on the 10th of Nisan, which we commemorate by Shabbos HaGor, we say one of the time of Shabbos HaGor, so we have a Masoret that day was Shabbos, right? But Ech Shelo Yeh, there is no din of Mekho Ba'asar L'Doris, right?
Meaning even when we will have,
there is no din to be Mafreshit, okay. Davka Ba'asar. There are halachas of watching, putting it under
Shemor. That's a klali halacha by korbanos.
By all korbanos. Right. There's a special din of mekhoi ba'osa. For that door only, special din, aside from the regular din of, bikur kochim, to make sure it's not a baal mum, right? Right? And then there's also the halacha of achaltem oto b'chippazon, makochem b'yodchem, Nalchem Baraglachem, right? You have to have your walking staff in hand. You can't take your shoes off. I know I take off my shoes by the Seder, right? Nalchem Baraglachem, right? You're supposed to be, ready on the chippazon, right? And that's not the halacha in Pesach Doris, right? So let's ask it as a question. Why is there this shift between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris? Okay. So it is like this, Achorish Hazel Achem Rosh Chodesh. So the very first Rashi in the Torah, right, brings from Chazal, the member of Rabbi Yitzchak. Torah should have started from Achorish Hazel Achem, which is the very first mitzvah that Klai saw God, and really we have to talk about the story of creation, because of Eretz Yisrael, as we explained at Rashi in previous year. But it begs the question, why was the first mitzvah that Klai saw God as a nation Kiddush HaChodesh? As Rosh Hashanah says, I got a great new religion for you, we're done with this pagan garbage, and I've got, and we've got this great new calendar. We have to understand, why does, the first mitzvah we get as a nation, is Kiddush HaChodesh. What does that say? What does it say about Yadus in general, if that's the very first mitzvah we get as a newly born independent people? Right. So the Medrash Rabbah says on the pasuk, Hachorish hazeh lochem al tikrei hachodesh ela hachidush. Kiddush Hachorish is a chidush. Right. Something new. Now, and yet it says Ein Chodosh Tachas Hashemesh Kohelos, laments, nothing new under the sun. So now, before we explain how Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't contradict that pasuk, right, we have to first understand what Kohelos means. Say, Ein Chodesh, what do you mean? 150 years ago, there weren't cars. Right? There weren't Walkmans, there weren't stereos. Right? Hasn't life changed, many, many times over? Now, befrat now, it seems that life is, changing faster than we can keep up. Right? So what's going on? There's nothing new under the sun. Obviously, Kohelis's definition of chadash is not like how we use it in our vernacular, like new car. Got a new car, I got a new house. We, in our vernacular, mistakenly, interchange the terms change and new. Now, of course, in change, it's not really that you have anything new, you just got rid of the old. You take an in-depth look, it's a rather depressing look, at life itself, and you realize we're still dealing with the same problems that humanity faced 150 years ago. Right. We have not defeated poverty, we have not defeated disease. Not defeated famine. Right? And there's still geopolitical unrest, there's wars, right? The only thing that shifted is the style. Once upon a time, wars look like this, now wars look like that, right? The people that were starving once wore this type of clothing, and then people are starving today wear, the contemporary, fashion of dress. But be'etzem, the issues and the problems remain. So now you may ask a question like this, but what about technology? Well, here's the depressing reality of the situation, right? Right? What is technology? Right? although I'm not saying this is the Webster dictionary, the Webster definition is not the Webster definition of technology necessarily, but the reality of technology is that we find out, we discover how to fully utilize the resources and forces of nature. Technology doesn't invent this utility, right? You know that utility, right, is there misheshes mebracious. So maybe we con ourselves in thinking that we've progressed. You really have to ask yourself, why are we so retarded that we haven't invented the airplane already 1,000 years ago? Because the laws of aerodynamics did not get invented by the Wright brothers, right? They realized what was already there, and Adarabha, we pride ourselves on our technological advancement, you just as surely kick ourselves for being so slow that it took us thousands of years to discover how to utilize laws of nature that were in place since creation itself. I mean, in other words, technology doesn't create the laws that are being utilized. Those laws were always there. We're just so slow, we only figured it out much later. Pat ourselves on the back for progress. We should be kicking ourselves for not having figured it out sooner. Oh. Shema Tamar. Well, let's talk about medicine. Right? There were certain diseases, that afflicted mankind. Right? Or let's talk about even the convenience. Right? When we're talking about that there are certain diseases that we've we've gotten rid of, saved humanity from certain diseases, or alternatively, we've made life more convenient, with our cars or whatnot. Okay. So here's the depressing thought, right? You have to take a look at the big picture, right? If you take example of the cars, right? Derech Moshel, right? So, aside from how the fact we're polluting the air, right? Whereas, like another problem, now because of the car, people are not walking enough, and then there's big problems with obesity and things that many people write about. That having left the village for the big city, gave us a very unhealthy lifestyle. We're not getting enough exercise. Right? The detailed examples are not I won't get how big exactly. I just want to get the point across. Right, same thing. With all our injections and antibiotics and drugs, we have rid ourselves of certain diseases. But on the other hand, these things have side effects. Or Inami, when this disease went down, it gave rise to another disease. Or how these things, weaken the immune system. In theory, that all the stuff that we're pumping ourselves with is what's causing Yener Machla, Rahman al-Itzan, to be so rampant in our generation that even Rahman al-Itzan started inflicting young people also, Hashem Yirachem, right? And the theory is because our modern way of life does so how can you talk about progress? Mashal ma'adavar doyme, the short blanket. I know we use this mashal a lot, right? So you pull it over the face, you uncover your feet. You pull over your face. So let's say before you tried anything, the blanket was exactly in the middle. You pull it to one end, but you cause another set of problems. So the point I'm trying to make is, if your quote unquote solutions, you know, bring about as a side effect a whole nother new set of problems, have you really progressed? Halavai, you should have broken even, you know, in the big picture. So this is what Koheles means, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. It's really the same old world. The Israelis have a rhyme. Oto giveret b'shinui aderet. Same woman, just she's wearing a different coat.
I'm going to find something in English parallel to that. I know there is something.
No, I'm saying, but it's such a, you know.
Yeah, very appropriate.
Yes. No, that's what they're about. There's a shift in style,
right.
But b'mahut, there is no shinui mahuti. So there's a lot of change, but there's nothing new. Because new, by Koheles' standards,
right.
Obviously, means, you know, new world order. Something, it's not the same old world. There's been, you know, the world has progressed, you know, in an absolute sense, progress without any side effect regression that causes the whole thing to average out is the same old thing. You know, that big gadol, you're not any better off. New, by Koheles' standards, means, obviously, right? You know, that the world is truly better off, you know, without any side effects. Right? So we mentioned, you know, but you know, this may have to be a footnote. We mentioned that there, you know, that one could argue that Bechozot in refuah there was progress. You know, it's certainly maybe some issues, you know, there's side effects and thus, you know, but refuah there has been absolute progress with no certain types of refuah. It might be certain types of refuah that's kulo tov and no side effects. You know, so there is this bechina, and this has to do with chadash. But what we say in davening, can you know? We say kulavado osechadoshos baal mochamos zeretzakos matzirchos borei refuahs. That we're talking about Hashem does do indeed new things. And in the list of, you know, the new things, it has Boirei Refuos. And we know that there's between, you know, the Pashtunim say, the difference between Bria and Yetzira is that Bria is like Yesh Ma'ain. It's not Yesh Me'esh. That really it's like something brand new that came out of nowhere. So really there might be a certain aspect of Refuah that is parallel to the Chadash that we are seeking. Right, and this is Merumas in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that the Gemara goes through the structure of the Shemona Esrei, why each bracha is where it is in the weekday Shemona Esrei. So it points out that the bracha of Rifa'enu is the eighth bracha of Shemona Esrei, and the Gemara says why? Because we need refuah for Mila Shenitna Bashmini. Now, because since Bris Mila is the you know, on the eighth day, so connected that, Rafa'inu was the eighth bracha. You need refuah, right, because of Bris Milah. Which is an amazing thing. That means that the converse of that statement is that if it wouldn't be for Bris Milah, there wouldn't be refuah in the world. Right, and Bris Milah is actually to make a chidush, because man is beteva and orel. So there's a certain type of refuah. There's a certain type of refuah that is mamish chodesh, and that's mamish connected the refuah that's beschus the mila, right? But ain kamokam laharich. You know, that's just.
I understand the rabbi is going to leave it as makom iyun.
If a person has refuah, taka refuah, there are certain types of refuah that are different, that you know, refuah that is Makhlitim. Yeah, so I would say it's an aside that someone might ask that there are certain types of refuah that have been kulo tov and not ra, real progress. So enachinami, it's alluded to in the tefillah, it's alluded to, you know, in the Shemona Esrei. Yeah? There is a type of refuah that is connected oisech hadoshos, oisech ba'mazrekos, borei refuahs. There is, you know. You know, that enachinami, that's b'schus the mila, the Klaisel does, which is a chiddush, that refuah comes to the world. Right?
And you know,
we don't say
that that's the same way all these others were described by the Rav as, just they were in potential in the world, and people brought them out. This is something... How is the refuahs that this is a school for any different? How is this refuah?
No, so
qualitatively different. I hear the Rav saying in the schus of bris milas, so certain refuahs come into the world that don't have any ra to them.
Right.
But why, except for the fact that it's called borei, why couldn't we?
I said the prelude says oseh chadoshos, right? Uh-huh.
And that's not part, you can't set up as part of the ma'arechet of it was put into the world, and when it will be mizgale through certain things. The first type the Rav is talking about is through human understanding of something. The second is a skuladika discovery, so to speak, of that.
No, so look, I'm not. This is not part of the main gufa maimer. Right. Right? This is really a footnote that if someone will be troubled by the inyan of refuah, that there are certain types of refuahs that seemingly have been kulam tov and gamalasu tov vilora, you know, no side effects, nothing. Mm-hmm. That there has been in the field of medicine certain things that are, you know, definitely only good and definitely only progress. So, so the refuah of dafka, you know, is dafka saying shelo kederach hateva. There is something about it that shelo kederach hateva. That's why it's refuah is for the mila. You know, Akosh brings a formula b'sosamim, which mila shelo kederach hateva. So I say it's a footnote. You know, makom iyun, as you say, is not part of the etzem amaimer, but you know the makom iyun that there might be an aspect of refuah that is connected the osei chadoshes that we are seeking, which is not the way we use the term new. The ikar at this point is, you know, that we throw around the term new, and all we mean is just a shift in the external tzura sadover, and it's not really any type of shinui mahut. It's more, you know, getting rid of what I'm sick of, but it doesn't mean I got anything new. I say, you know, when we made that thing, you know, so both in Israel and in America, two very successful campaigns, you know, they were done, you know, a few years apart. You know, they were two very successful political campaigns. One of Tommy Lapid, you know, Bishaito, and one of Barack Obama, Bishaito. You know, he said Shinui and he said change, right?
Right.
And they got in because sometimes you just switch from the coalition to the opposition because you're stomp sick of the coalition. But the opposition doesn't have any answers to the security problem, the poverty problem, the unemployment problem. You know, mankind is now no politician has the answers, right? There are certain set things that you could do to try to mitigate, you know, the pain, you know, of poverty or whatever, and then just this guy makes a platform out of this one, you know, old method, and this one makes a platform out of the other old method, you know, and you basically shift from this one to that one because you're just sick of him, you know. No person deep down really, really believes that someone's got a solution to the, you know. All right. Ben Osman. It's an 11 o'clock Marv.
Ah.
Good to know. But no one's got a solution. Right? You can't change the cosmic balance. The cosmic balance is a world ki lo yechdal evyon mikarev aretz. So there's always going to be poor people. Until Mashiach comes, which is, you know, the Navi says, Chadashot ani oseh, I'm going to do new things. So the world's going to always be a world that has, you know, the rich people and the poor people, the hungry people and the people that aren't hungry and the rich people, you know, the poor people, the sick people and the healthy people. No one could get the world out of that cosmic balance. And that's what Kos means, Ein Chodesh Tachas Hashem. Right, but Klal Yisrael's mission is to taka make chodesh, change the world order. Right. So now, the shift in world order, how should we say, it plays out very much in time. Right? And first and foremost, the type of newness that we're talking about, as opposed to, newness in the vernacular. Newness in the vernacular, as we've shown, just means one thing, out with the old. And that's the whole thrust of time. The whole thrust of time in that worldview, or that world reality even, is that, the passage of time is all about just making things old and taking them from old to obliteration. And then it comes the turn for something else, to get old and to be obliterated, and something else, to get old and be obliterated. I call it new just because I just threw out my old washing machine. but the washing is a washing machine, right? And and basically I'm what we call new is just sach hakol, what I'm not bored with yet. Not bored with yet. Soon to, yes, be bored with, right? And that seems to be the thrust of time, right? Time is just to make things old and boring and then to bring them from there to total obliteration and oblivion, right? And talking about new in the sense that we're talking about is that, it's a different yachasut to the Indian of Zman. That a new day is new opportunities that there never were before. That, as days pass, new energies come into the Bria. As opposed to, the regular outlook on time, the physical outlook on time, is that, everything is in the Bria already, and time is just robbing you of it. But this type of new that we're talking about is that every day is going to bring new Shefa that there wasn't before. That the passage of time is not depleting the universe. The passage of time is adding to the universe.
But then it would come out that the expression Ein Chadash Tachat HaShemesh with this definition would negate that.
No, so there's a difference between Shemesh and Yareach. Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, under the sun. Right. Under the sun, but not under the moon. Right? Chazal Darshan on that pasuk. Tachas HaShemesh Ein Chodesh. L'malam min HaShemesh Yesh Chodesh. There's, what's above the sun. Well, what light do we get that's above the sun? The light of the moon. the light of the Chodesh. Now the Chodesh goes by the moon, right? Kiddush HaChodesh is, you know, being Mekadosh de Levana, right? You know, there's no Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, but Tachas HaYareach, there is Chodesh. That is the ore that's Lamala Min HaShemesh.
Now that's a very big Kiddush to look at that, to look at the light of the moon, especially because of its nature of reflecting the light of the Shemesh. But in addition to that, I think just even in a physical sense, it's closer to the earth, and it isn't, while there is the cycle aspect of things, but it isn't as strong. So what's the Rav trying to say?
No, because you are looking at the physical side of the moon. It's not like the moon first started shining by Yetzias Mitzrayim, my friend. The moon was shining, you know, during, you know, the whole of world history, you know. So obviously we're not talking about the physical light of the moon. We're talking about, you know, the Ruchni side of the light of the moon, which obviously is only revealed by the Ruchni people, i.e. Klal Yisrael. Okay. You know, the Umasam do not have the Kalim to bring out this Or Halavana.
And what aspect of light of moon, even in the spiritual sense, is it that we're focusing on?
I haven't built up that point
yet.
Right. So Chazal say, Rashi brings it as Pirush on Chumash, by the creation of light, Ra'okim is the Or Ki Toiv. Right, this refers to the Or Hagonus, you know, the light that, you know, in the next pasuk gets hidden. There's the good light, you know, the light of goodness, which means the light that dispels what is bad, you know. Light is good, darkness is bad, and this light was good, and it is the light that, you know, dispels all darkness. This is the light that we daven for in the aforementioned bracha of Kriya Shema. Or Chadash al Tzion Ter, the new light, should shine on Tzion. Right. This good light is also the new light. This is the light that brings newness to the world. The newness that it brings to the world is, you know, is the negation of evil, as we'll explain. Right? So I'll call Panim, but Nachzol in Yanenu. So Ve'al Kitov, so what does Rashi say? Next part, by Avgarot, that Lo Kedai, that, you know, this Or should, you know, be accessed by the Roshoim. So he deal with Tzadikim Lasilavo. It's been separated for the Tzadikim for the future. As God's ever between light and darkness. Now, which means our light as we know it is darkness. The real light has been separated. And this is what's called the Or Hagonus, right? The hidden light. It's hidden means it's put where you can't see it. Now, when's the time that you can't see? Night. Because the light that we do see, that's not the real thing. That's not the Or Ki Tov. The light of the sun, the light of days, that's you know, that, you know, is actually called darkness, you know, in spiritually speaking. Because, you know, that's light as we know it, that just, you know, just enables us to see, to go about our daily affairs. It's not the light that dispels, you know, the darkness of the Chisronot. So the light is hidden where you can't see. Where's where you can't see? Nighttime. Right? So Havi Omer, the light of night, is that Or Hagonus? Well, let's put it in other words. Let's put in we could or klach l'derech zu, right? You know, the cosmic balance now is that everything is half light, half dark. And I'm not just talking about when the days are balanced. It's a 12 hours light, 12 hours dark. But you know, it all averages out to it, because in the summer there's more light than darkness. But in the winter there's more darkness than light. So it all averages out that it's 50-50, right? Right? And that's an Inyan Gadol, that cosmic balance, right, of 50% light, 50% dark. That's how it works out on the average, right? Is keneged the metzias of Olam Hazeh, that Tov and Ra are equally weighted, right? And it has to be that way, to enable free will. And so you have to say, so it has to be equally weighted, hein mitzad, the Adam hein mitzad is environment, that should be a fair fight. But here you have something that breaks the averages, right? The moon, because the moon lights up the darkness. Savi Omer, the moon is this Or Hagonus, this Or Kitayv, right? The Or that negates Ra and changes the cosmic balance. And that's the newness that we're talking about. The rules have changed. The rules of reality have changed. Reality has been shifted to become more Tov and less Ra. And that's Chadash. New world. New cosmic balance. And the moon is connected that Metzius. Now take a look. Getting into the Oimek HaDavar. It has to do with, Kiddush HaChorish and Rosh Chorish per se, right? The korban of Musaf Rosh Chorish is called Chatas LaHashem. Gemara says in Chulin, Ribor says, Habio like kapara shemiatati es hayarech. I want atonement for having mitigated the moon. So how can God sin and whatever?
Can we just ask before that?
Yeah.
Rob mentioned this also. The truth of the matter is that in the physical, and again in the physical sense,
yes,
nothing changed. Nothing changed as far as the wax and the wane of the moon. When the Yidden became the nation that's able to
be Mekadosh Levona.
Not just Mekadosh Levona, but Rob is saying in a larger scale, bring out that special light into the world.
Right.
So it's really just our viewpoint of it, our vantage point of it.
No. Accessing the Ruchani dimension of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to do, I didn't get to the point of Miut HaYareach yet.
Okay.
Right. So I said, as everyone knows, the famous Gemara, it's the same Gemara in Chulin. Originally says Vaskim Mishnei Amrosa Gdolim, and then it says Amor Gorma Kotten. That Akash Baruch Hu, after the moon said whatever it said, without getting into the details of, I don't get into all the details of the dialogue of why the moon had to first be Makatrek. That's another shmuz. Let's just get to the end result, that the moon was initially very large, and then it was mitigated, and La'atid Lavo, right? It's going to go back. V'haya or levana korachama, like we daven by Kiddush Levana. We daven l'malus pekimasa v'or levana korachama, and the Navi says it'll be that way, right? So to understand ba'ofen klali, right? What happened over here? Initially, they were the same size. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitigates it, and that's not the maskana. The maskana is mecharvata kedushanina meikara. It has to go back to the way it really was, and or levana korachama. What's going on? What this all means to us, in a philosophical sense, is that we want the world to be kulotov. And that means that the turf that the Ra has currently has to be illuminated. Has to be lightened up, has to be refined, right? So, of course, to facilitate that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Magdim Refuah L'Maka. Get it? Magdim Refuah L'Maka, Borei Refuah. Right, but, you know, let's see if the reader catches it himself. Right? So, of course, you know, you have to precedent the Matzav B'Tikuno to ensure that you can get there. Right? There's a Klal Gadol in Jewish philosophy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first is Borei. Kadosh Baruch Hu was first boirei the matzav b'shleimus as a hachana to be able to get there. You know what it's doimah to? You know, like how they teach the child the whole Torah in his mother's womb to give him a hachana, and then he forgets that learning, but now he has a hachana to get to knowing Kol Torah Kula. So that's in the Odom. The parallel to that in the Olam was Akash first being Borei the Levana B'si HaShleimus in the epitome of perfection, which precedents that Madrega. It's Borei that Madrega. It's Borei that potential. Right? And then Akash was Mimai the Levana. Right? So now, obviously, because to make the job doable, you have to create the potential for success. Right, so he's buried first, shalim, and then he's memayit. And this, you see, this is the Ribon Shalom style of doing things and everything. He's first buried the shleimus, then he's seiser it, and so that way you could get there, but through your own efforts. And if you wouldn't be buried the shleimus, the goal that you're trying to attain wouldn't exist. Right, so he has buried the goal, and then so he was buried the levana. B'siyah Shleimus, like it's going to be lost in Lavoi, to precedent the Matzav HaMetukan, to make it a reality, to make it a potential, right? And then he was Mimayit the Levana, and the Mir Levana allows the night to be dark, right? Because the light, if the moon would shine as brightly as the sun, then the light night wouldn't be dark, right? So he's Mimayit the Levana, right? But what's the tachlis? Memayit levana, so that the pegimas halevana should be filled ayidei avoda. That tikunoi shel olam should be totally in avoda, because if Ribosha wanted to be natural, then the tikun would have been natural from sheshes meibreishes. He wants it to be totally in avoda sa'odam, and that's in his memayit levana. Wait, Ramchal writes in the Das Tfunas that in the parallel in the Odom also is that the neshama is b'siyah shleimus from inception, right? But then the Akash was mitzava on the neshama to mitigate itself to enter the guf, and he says the hareza kedugmas shetziva ala levana lechi ma'atias atzmech. That's all mamish the same sod. That the koach hatikun already was created b'siyah shleimus. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyser that be mitma'et, right? And it'll re-expand to its natural greatness, ay mikoach avoda, and that way you'll get schar for it, because it happened mikoach avoda. So now, what it means, in other words, is that when Ribon Shel Olam mitigated the moon, he was boirei chisorom. HaKadosh magdim refuah lamaka. It was first Borei Shleimus, and it was Borei Chisorn after Shleimus. Right? And that's what the Ribor says, Havil like Kaporal Shemmi Atati Esayarech, says the Maral. The word Chet. Kapor is anti Chet, right? The word Chet, doesn't have to mean sin in its most literal sense. It means chisaron. Now, of course, it happens to be that the biggest chisaron is sin, but it means chisaron. Yaakov Avinu tells Lavan, if you think any of your flock is missing, Anochi Achateno, I'll take the loss on myself. Anochi Achateno. Loshon Chet means chisaron, right? Havilai Kapor Shmatis Areach. I want Kapor. I want. I'm meaning when I was Mimaiti Areach, I created chisaron in the world. Because, you know, I mitigated the light that is sholel that negates evil. By mitigating that light, you know, I now made it pass. I gave evil room to exist. Right, and so that's chet. I mean, chet in the lashon chisaron. So I want kapara. Kapara is anti chet. I feel like kapara should be at the tisa. Because miut halavana was making room for chisroiness, and if Hashem did it, then man through his effort should, you know, cause the moon to expand again, or everything else. Increase the light of the moon. Increase the light of the moon. That is the light that pierces the darkness. Right? And that's chadash. That's chadash. Because that changes the cosmic balance. And that's what makes a new world where the cosmic balance is different.
What was it like before?
All right.
One second.
So now,
well, when was before? When did the change take place? And what was it like before? That's a true question.
No, so I said, so during the Alpayim Tohu, we mentioned many times, Chazal divide up, you know, world history into three eras: Alpayim Tohu, Alpayim Torah, Alpayim Mashiach. So, albeit literally speaking, the Alpayim Tohu comes to an, you know, its literal end, you know, with Avraham Avinu, right, who starts being Mefarsim Shem Shemayim Bolam, but as we've already said in a few Shiurim, he's only building up merit and potential. The transition Bepoal happens when Am Yisrael becomes an Am with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, as we spoke many times, during the pre-Yitzias Mitzrayim era, there were no revealed miracles. Right? There was no Gilui Elokus. Right? Right? And as a result, Enachinami, you know, buildings were getting built, but the world wasn't progressing. Right, and then that's why it's called a Alpayim Tohu, even though lots of buildings got built and there was a lot of technological advancement, but that's not really chadash, as we've explained, right? Because the world's not going anywhere, and we mentioned many times the Ramchal in the Das Tvunis. What is the difference between Tohu and Tikkun? You know, well, we mentioned this Ramchal many times. You know, people think, you know, Tohu must be total chaos. You know, no, it doesn't have to be total chaos. You know, anytime the world is just in a rat race, right, but no progress is being made, like, you know, it's a corporation, I abuse him, and he abuses him, and he abuses him, like, so one big law of a jungle, you know, that, okay, that's called Tohu, because there's no hashlama taking place, right? You know, just when, you know, tikkun is when there's a higher goal and everything now is supplementing each other to attain that higher goal. So that's called that the world is, you know, for lack of a better word, evolving, right?
Right.
Metamorphosizing to become a better place. So, you know, before Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, the world, you know, the world was not making any progress in the real sense of, you know, what we're talking about. There was no chidush. It was the same old world. From Briyas Olam until Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was the same old world. So buildings got built, so what? The world hadn't changed. The world had not changed. The world had not progressed. The world was not in any way more mitukan till the era of Yitzias Mitzrayim.
I mean, we could say more extreme than that. The world was devolving.
No,
I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know how you relate to
building pyramids.
Etzem Bria, and there was nobody doing anything. Mitzad avoda to anything, and then it devolved into avoda zara. Legabe the plan, it's certainly devolving, right? It's going further away from Hashem.
Right.
But maybe not in terms of just looking at the plan. You could say it's just by not going in the right direction, it's not evolving. Okay.
So that comes Yitziat Mitzrayim, and as the Sfarim all agree, you know, it's in many, many Sfarim. Mitzrayim is Russian Mitzarim,
yeah.
Right? Boundary. You know, the world was stuck in a, you know, we gave the mushal, you know, the politically incorrect Polak joke, right?
I didn't hear that. Okay,
yeah. Except you know, in Israeli culture, it's not a Polak.
They don't say like
it's a Kurdi.
Kurdi, you said.
Yeah, I said a Kurdi, right? You know, you want to drive a Kurdi crazy, put him in a round room and tell him to sit in the corner, right? So, right? So as I was saying, that was the matzav of the world prior to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh, a lot of stuff happened. Oh, there were a lot of turns of events. But he kufa, turns of events. He had a lot of wars, a lot of revolutions. Basically like now also. You know, whatever, there was a Russian revolution. Did they gain anything by going from the Tsar to communism? Yeah, whatever. You know, you have a lot of revolutions. We don't really get anywhere. You're just chasing your tail. The world is going around in circles. You have change, but you don't have anything new. You know, so you're a slave to this guy, you got sick of him, so you depose of him. Now you have a new guy who takes advantage of you, right? No, it's just like, you have a war, you know it was by World War I, they called the war to end all wars. It was World War I, right?
how many years later?
Yeah, you're right. Right. World War II made World War I look like a joke, right? Right? Yeah, you're not getting anywhere. You're chasing your tail, right? And that was the matzav before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And of course, anyone who lives by the pace of the secular world is also in that problem. I mean, Klal Yisrael is the one that had Yetzias Mitzrayim. It happened to Klal Yisrael, right? Klal Yisrael gets out of the box. We're like in the round box, just going around chasing our tail. Yeah, Yetzias Mitzrayim is to break out. Right? Is to break out of the box. Now the Radziner says a very interesting thing that we know that Pesach has to be Bechodesh Ha'aviv. Right? You know, that's a special halacha that, you know, even though, you know, Kaddish de Levana, the Ora Levana is connected the new light, but has to be equalized, you know, with the sun, that in the sense that, you know, that Nisan always be in the month of spring. So he says a very interesting idea, you know, but of course you have to, one can only measure this difference spiritually. So it's like this, that prior to Tzias Mitzrayim, you know what the significance of spring was? You know, Chodesh Aviv. Right? Yeah, listen, you know, it's a cycle. Things die, things grow. Things die, things grow. Yeah. And he says, now the perception has changed. Perception for Klal Yisrael, but the Metzias of the Olam has changed, that now when something grows, listen to what he says, that's the Bechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim for that Zach. That there's right now, the seasons are not a cycle. The seasons are progress. And you know, when a tree blooms in the spring, that's the Bechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim for that tree. That now it's new and higher form emerges. But of course, that's something which is only measurable spiritually. You know, to the physical eye, you know, it looks the same. It looks like it's a cycle. You know, it looks like the tree of last year. You know, maybe the trunk got a little bit thicker, but you know, it looks. But you know, but he says like this, that really that's the transition that reality went through. Reality wasn't, you know, wasn't blooming and blossoming, you know, in the philosophical sense. Reality was running in cycles. But by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole Bria shifted. You know, because, you know, the Bria follows Klal Yisrael. You know, that now things are, you know, the significance of Aviv has shifted. Now the Aviv is, you know, things blossom, this is Lashon. Things blossoming is a b'chinas Yetzias Mitzrayim for that thing that blossomed. That before was b'meitzar, and now it's b'merchav. Right? You know, that reality shifted, and now from Yetzias Mitzrayim and onwards, you know, we're out of the Alpayim Tohu, finally, you know, totally and finally, you know. You know, we're mamish out of the Alpayim Tohu, and now we're in the Alpayim Torah, and then we're the Bria is in a mahalach of progress, not cycle, but progress. It's only cycle to the physical eye. But someone who is spiritually sensitive will see that in the spiritual dimensions, things are progressive. So it's like the significance of time shifted. Prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, time was all about just getting old. Now, you know, every new month, chidush, there's chidush. I mean, we say now starts the era of the Shtei Alafim Torah. In Torah, there's halacha. B'chol yom yubeinecha kechadoshim. You know what? You know, I saw this is the 10th day I'm on this sugya. You know what? And this is the 10th time it looks like something brand new. Mamish tehefech. It's a 10th time. I can't take it anymore. No, b'chol yom yubeinecha kechadoshim. This, you know, the mahalach of Torah. You know, the Beis Alafim Torahs, B'chayom Yubeinecha Kachadoshim. New day, new energies, right? It's most expressed, you know, it's mamish every day, it's even every second, B'chayosh B'tuva B'chayom Tamid Ma'aseh B'reishis. But the biggest, you know, where the Adam most taps into it and most sees it is on the monthly cycle. Because the daily cycle is Shemesh, right? Tachas HaShemesh. Right, and when we say that something is perpetually new, that's lemala min hashemesh. You know, where the Adam has, you know, is most connected to the lemala min hashemesh is the Or HaLevana, and that's why it's the first mitzvah Klai Yisrael got by its in preparation for Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's to bring newness to the world, new world order, and with this we get, you know, and the whole concept of time now shifts. We count by the Levana, it's called Chodesh, Chodesh. We view new day, new energy, new power, new ability. The cosmic balance is perpetually shifting to a new state that it wasn't in before. But you have to live on, you have to live in Klai Yisrael's reality, you know, to... You know, so for like you asked, well, you know, the moon didn't first start shining by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fine. You know, if you're stuck in Tohu, right? So for you, the light of the moon is just a physical phenomenon, you know. You have to be in the pace of Torah, you know, and then the light of the moon, you know, it takes on another meaning. But you have to be in those dimensions to tap into those dimensions of the moon. If you're not in those dimensions, so, you know, the moon doesn't have that significance. It's the moon is Or Chodesh, HaChodesh, HaChodesh El HaChidush. Now, of course, there's the famous Yerushalmi, Lakela, Goymar, Olai, a girl under three was, a girl that was exactly three was Nivelis, and Bezin is a Ma'aber, the Shona, and Lemafreya, turns out she wasn't three yet, right? So Besul Seh Chizrin. So that's Chodosh. That is, you know, Chodosh. Right? You know, everyone harps on that, is why, you know, it's very important to have Kirsha Chodosh. But that's just a symptom. The Indian is Shinui Sidrei Bereshis, you know, which Shinui Sidrei Bereshis is also a different outlook on time. If you really want to get down to it, This has to do with the difference between Klal Yisrael and Yom HaSoilam as far, I mean, what you, I mean, the old Jewish view, it's sort of passe, bizman hazeh, right? But classically, Zaken, Zeh Kona Chachma, right, the respect for the elders, you know, which I don't know, that sort of waned, but once upon a time was a Jewish, now I'm serious, you know, I find that, you know, people want the young rabbi, bizman hazeh, it's not like, you know, Shem Rachim, Seder.
How is that idea connected?
No, I'm just trying to explain that, what the secular world worships youth, you know, and Klal Yisrael, you know, Klal Yisrael, values age, right? Because from a secular world view, the older you are, the more worn out you are, you know. Being old means time has robbed you of your vitality. Mm-hmm. We say Adraba, Zaken Zekana. This guy actually acquired something. Zekana Chachma. He's actually done something with his life. You know, and the older he is, the more kayach he has, because he's had more shefa upon him. I mean, the Ramchal writes this someplace. I can't remember that. You know, the Indian of that there's even a dit of Mipnei Seva Tokum. You know. Even if the guy's an Am Haaretz, you know, if as long as he's not a mushchas, you have to stand up for him. If he's reached 70, he's better than you are, because his neshama has been in his guf for 70 years, so he has now been mit'ale to a superior being than who you are. So, Marshall, we view that time brings better. Time brings chokhma. Time brings new spiritual energy. So the zaken is better than the nar. Yeah, but in the secular world, it's just the opposite. The older you are, the worse off you are, you know. Now, by the way, that's even there is, you know, as I understand, I read about this in Musser's Forum. I've heard the term also. There's a concept by the secular world called the dirty old man. That there's even not just a physical regression, there's actually there's like a moral regression. Like these old people start swearing, you know, mouth like a toilet, and, you know, and like try to pick up young girls and things like that. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's, you know, because they're living in tohu and adaraba, you know, so time robs them of, you know, of their vitality, which includes their mental, emotional, and moral vitality. You know, the Akshar Savrei has a very interesting uptight in this, the dirty old man. He says like this, you know, of course when you get older, all your kaychas go down, but there's one koach that drops faster than all the others. Koach ha'ipuk, the power of self-restraint. So it comes out like this, he makes it's a goyness to kecheshmen. You know, you wonder, how does an old man become such a menuvah and a porutz, which he wasn't when he was younger? The taivas get less. Yeah, all the taivas get less, but the koach of self-restraint falls more rapidly than the other taivas, and that's why it becomes a big baal taiva. Right? Interesting. Right? So I'll cope on it, but, you know, right? It's a different outlook on time. It's a different outlook on, you know, destiny. You know, the real, real, genuine optimism that tomorrow will be a better world. You know, not just I'm saying that as a political campaign, you know, but like, bamas, you know, to live in that type of mahalach. So now we can understand something. You know, the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris that we're finally getting back to. That in Pesach Mitzrayim there was a two halachas that there aren't l'doris of Mishchu v'kru, you know, by the Korban Pesach, right, and also Bechipazon. Right, so Reb Tzadok talks about this in the Tzidkas Hatzayim. I mean, it's not referring to the exclusion of other Sfarim, but he says it just so short and to the point. Right? In the Rav Tzadok and the Tzidkas Tzadik, he says like this, because by Pesach Mitzrayim, we had to break out from one world order to a different world order. Right? So since they're, by definition, two different orders, there's no natural connection between the two of them. So it's got to be a jump. It has to be b'chipazon. You have to jump because there's no natural walkway from one to the other. Right? So that's why, you know, we're not going to explain fully there, but there's like, Christ had to separate themselves, you know, by separating the Korban Pesach. There's a mechilta. The Mishchu v'kru. It says there, Mishchu atzmechem me'avoda zora v'kru atzmechem la'kodesh baruch hu. Separating the Korban Pesach was actually an act of separating themselves from avoda zora and giving themselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that's also further, you know, when it reached the high point, you know, with the chipazon, it's a jump. Because in Pesach Mitzrayim, they were making the jump from Tohu to Tikkun, from the Beis Alafim Tohu to the Beis Alafim Taira. So since there are two different world orders that don't meet anywhere, you know, don't meet in the, don't meet in a natural way, you know. Obviously, we're meant to progress from one to the other, but it's not like taking a walk, you know, from here to the Makolet, right? It's, you know, it's to break out of break out of the loop. So that's why there was a halacha for that door, right, of doing it bechipazon, because they have to take a jump. It's not taking a walk. It's taking a jump because you're breaking out of the loop. You're breaking out of the cycle of Tohu. You're breaking the loop. Right? You're getting out of the Beis Alafim Tohu to the Beis Alafim Taira. He said, but every year after that, you're already in the Beis Alafim Taira. Right? So even though there is a very big difference between Seder night and the rest of the night, so much so that the kids ask, Ma Nishtana Laila, it's very different, right? But it doesn't have to be done b'chipazon. The fact that we overwork ourselves, you know, we come to Seder night exhausted, that's because we have hang-ups with dirt. You know, but that's not, you know, it doesn't have to be that way, you know. It's because our exhaustion Seder night is because we're obsessive compulsive about cleaning. But it doesn't have to be that way. There's no betzem dika halacha. So even though it's mamish ma nishtana laila zeb, you don't have to go b'chipazon to enter Seder night. Because we're in the Beis Alafim Torah. We live in the Marechet of Torah Mitzvahs year-round. So even though as radically different as Seder night is from the rest of the year, it's without Chipazon. Right, the Navi says, Lasi Lovo, Lo b'chipazon teitzeu. I can't remember where that Navi is, by the Gula Achron. It's not Lo b'chipazon teitzeu. It's going to be like a natural progression. Because the Beis Alafim Torah naturally lead to the Beis Alafim Mashiach. It's a build-up, and you know, every day, B'chol Yoy B'necha B'chadashim, if you live on by the pace of the Torah, every day is new spiritual energies, and the world is constantly developing. Spring represents mamish, you know, rebirth, not just Stama cycle. And that's the way, if you live by the Mahalach of Torah, everything is perpetually new, and until the point that, you know, the world will totally evolve to a perfected state, and therefore lo b'chipazon teitzeu, like losu lavo, chipazon won't be necessary, right? That's what Navi says. That. I can't remember what the pasuk is. Lo b'chipazon teitzeu, right? Because through the koyach of Torah and mitzvahs, right? It's a, you know, it's not a jump. It's a progression. But in the original Pesach, it was a jump. Because you're breaking out from Tohu to Tikkun, from the Beis Alafim Tohu to the Beis Alafim Taira. Oh. So now, and now this is what Nisan is L'doris. Right? The first Nisan was Yitzias Shem. What was the next Nisan? Hakamas HaMishkan. Mishkan was, that's why we're not saying Takna now. For now, you know, from Rosh Chodesh, because it's the Zman of Chanukah Sanesiim. Right? The Mishkan was, you know, institutionalized. It's an amazing thing that it's called institutionalizing newness. You know, like you think, you know, for us, in our fake newness, that's a stir mine obey. You know, newness for us means out with the old. You know, and Hakamas HaMishkan is like to institutionalize newness. Because the newness is the Or HaShechina. And Kayadur, the Or HaShechina is the Or HaLevana. That's why we say by Kiddush Levana, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. It's the Midas HaMalchus, which is the Midah called Shechina. You know, that's why also David Melech so much wanted to build the Beis Mikdash. And Rambam Paskins, Mashiach will build the Beis Mikdash HaShlishi, right? You know, it's Midas HaMalchus, that's also Rosh, Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malchei Yisrael. The Midah of Malchus. The Midah of Malchus is the Midah of Shechina. The Shechanti is, that's the spiritual light, that Mikoch, that spiritual light, there's newness. You know, that's what's causing the world to evolve. That spiritual energy. Because the world, Kishula Atmo, is a closed circuit. You know? So what's causing the world to evolve and develop? It's the Or HaShechina. And that's the Inyan of HaKamash Mishkan. And that's Nisan L'Doiros. Nisan L'Doiros is the Inyan, newness without radical change, because we're already in the Ma'arechet of Torah. Right? And that's just between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Pesach Doros is newness, right? Newness, but without a jump, because you're already in the Ma'arechet of Torah. Right? As Reb Tzadik says, when you're already in, you have to do it slow and be Yishuv Adas. Just to break in, you have to break, you have to jump. But once you're in, you go slow, be Yishuv Adas. And that's in the Hakamas HaMishkan. You know, institutionalizing newness, as much as it might sound as because you know we're in the Ma'arechet of Torah, and it's just, you know, that's B'cholim Yubinecha Kachadoshim. That's the end of Hakamas HaMishkan of Nisan. That's the end of Pesach Doros. Always newness, but now it's not with Chipazon, because we're already in the Ma'arechet of Torah. So in the Dayenu that we say, you know, Seder night, so it goes from lower Madre, if we've only been this Dayenu, certainly Sode gave us this. And if well Dayenu, and certainly Sode gave us that. And what's the highest one? The 50th Madre, Ubanon is Beis HaBchira, Lechaper, Alkoa Vonosein. Right? The highest level of the Dayenu is that there's been a Binyan HaMikdash, and what? Lechaper, Alkoa Vonosein. For Kapora, you know, you want to mention sin, you know, even though it's by the wayside. And that's really what the whole Parsha Vayikra is. The whole Parsha Vayikra is all the Korbanos L'Kapara. Right? Right? But don't you understand? Kapara is a Chiddush. Kapara is Chadash. The Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in the second parak of Makis, the Yerushalmi, parak Makis, parak Sheni, right? Famous Chazal. Right, that as a word, it was a kivyachol, an imaginary philosophical dialogue with the different forces of reality. Shalu lechachma chotah, they asked wisdom. Well, what should happen to a chote? So chachma said, nefesh ha'chotos tirdefo sora. He should be pursued with, you know, bad things should happen to him the rest of his days. That's what chachma said. Shalu lanevua chote mancho. They ask kivyachol the musig of prophecy. What happened to chayyeh? Hanefesh chotas yomus. Shol la Torah chayit vacho. So the Torah says yavi osham v'yiskaper. Bring a carbon and get kapara. Mamash parshas vayikra. Bring a carbon and get kapara. Now there is a higher level called shol la kodesh baruch. And the kodesh baruch says yasechu v'ani mekablo. But le'inyanenu, we're talking about Torah. Talking about the beis alof in Torah. The Torah says yavi osham v'yiskaper. Right. Says the Maral explains in the Siv HaTshuva, says like this, right? You know, a person did a chet, you don't have a time machine to undo it. So wisdom says, you know, quid pro quo, right? Mida kenega mida. You did bad, you're going to have it bad, right? You did bad, you're going to have it bad. Right? Right? Nevuah says even worse. Nevuah looks at Chet deeper, as you know, you had a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Makor HaChayim. Through a Chet, you severed your connection with him. So that's why Nevuah says, Nefesh HaChatas Tamus. But either or, you know, there's a common denominator between, you know, Chachma's approach and Nevuah's approach. You know, they're very simple. They're both coming from very same general standpoint. You did a Chet, you made a hole in reality. So now what are you going to do? You're going to dig up dirt to fill up the hole, so you have another hole over there, right? So you dig up dirt somewhere else to fill up that hole, now you have a hole over there, right? Understand? That's the problem. If reality is a closed circuit, so once you do a chet, you're screwed, for use a better word, right? Right? You know, nitfakta, you know, because, you know, you made a hole in reality. Well, you know, where are you going? How are you going to plug it up, right? So wisdom says you did bad, get bad. You know, Nevuah says you severed your relation with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you're going to die. You know, the Kor Chaim. But says the Torah, Yavi Osham Yiskaper, says the Maharal, because with the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So it's very simple. If the Torah could mamish bring new life, Yesh Me'ayin, Kal V'chomer could plug up the hole. It could repair. If Torah could create, then it could repair. But you see what you're talking about? You're talking about bringing in new koach. Like, just like, you know, initial creation is a brand new koach. So says the Maharal, that koach could also, you know, could also work to plug up the hole that you made. But it's the same point. Lemaisa, if you live with Torah, you know, we're talking about entering the Marechet of Torah Mitzvahs, Marechet of Beis Alofim Torah. If you live with Torah, you live in a world where there's Chiddush. So you could bring down the new energy to plug up the hole. Just like Torah could give you a whole new world out of nowhere, so it could certainly plug up a hole. That's roughly what the Maharal is saying. Because it's Kleum Nosei, because within Hashem created the world, so it could certainly repair. But it means, you know, it means you sent the world back to the manufacturer, right? You know, and there's like, you're putting in new energy, and that's why there's hope for the chayte. Without chidush, there's no hope for the chayte. There's a hole in reality. You're gonna get rid of the hole, right? You know, but now so kapara is a chidush. So achodesh zelochem is parshas vayikra. All the korbanos le kapara. Ubanos betzchar le kapara kol seinu. Kapara is the biggest simen le dover for chiddush. But going one step deeper. So kapara is mamish, you know, plugging up the hole. Because we said ched is chisaron, kapara is hashloma, right? And that comes mikoach the Torah. Torah brings chiddush to the world. B'soyd achorish azelachem. But to tighten the connection to Rosh Chodesh, we find, you know, in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, well, be it that the korban is called chatzas Hashem, habi like kapora shemiatiti es hayorech, right? And we say it in our, you know, in the Rosh Chodesh davening that we in regular Musaf zman kapora l'chol todosa. Or in the Ata Yitzarta, we said Shabbos, you know, we gave a Shabbosus l'menucha v'roshe chodoshim l'kapora. Because as we said, the whole concept of chisaron is the miut hayareach, and with every chodesh, every chidush halavana in the ruchni dimensions, each, you know, even though the eye can't measure this progress, but you could be sure that in the Ruchni dimensions, with every single new Rosh Chodesh, every single new Kiddush HaChodesh, with every single renewal of the moon, the Pegimas HaLevana is being filled in, the whole Efsharut for any type of Chisaron is being filled in, that's the Chiddush that's coming into the Bria, the world is changing, the world, newness is coming into the world, that, you know, that all Chet, all chis, in the broad sense, all chisaron is being mitkaper, is being washed away, and that's what Parshas Chodesh VaYikra and Nisan L'Doros all have to do with each other.
Very good.